not who died yesterday or last week or last month. These are the dry bones of people who had been dead for years and no doubt decades. These are bones that had been exposed to the elements of the weather. These are bones that had laid in the rain. These are bones that have been exposed to the rays of the sun. The flesh, the sinews, the skin, all was off these bones. Ezekiel is standing in the middle, and dry bones are all around him. Can you feature for a moment one man standing in a valley, and over on this side and in front and on this side and behind him, nothing but dry bones? All over America today, we stand in the midst of dry bones. We stand in the midst of the dry bones of a dead nation. A nation where once alcohol was illegal, where beer was not found on the shelves of our grocery stores, where restaurants could not serve martinis. Today we stand in the valley of the bones of a dead nation. I mean a nation that is dead. A nation where once homosexual acts were illegal, and where homosexuals were not called gay, they were called queers. We stand today in the valley of the dry bones of a great nation, where the great universities at one time were centers of revival, where services like this were conducted at Harvard and Yale and Princeton and the great universities of America, when those universities that called themselves great now were great in the eyes of God. We stand in the midst of the dry bones of Yale and Harvard and the great universities of yesterday. We stand today in the midst of the dry bones of a nation where abortion once was murder, where 1.5 million godless murders, legal, approved by the President, the Supreme Court, and the Congress of our land, where once this was called plain old murder, where an 11-year-old boy was murdered, it was no worse than an unborn fetus was murdered. We stand today in the midst of the dry bones of a nation that has long since been dead. A nation where once marijuana was never heard of. Where in high school, 1941 and 42 and 43 and 44, when I was in high school, nobody heard the word marijuana. And one day somebody said, they're selling something across the street in a little restaurant over there. Somebody said, what is it? And they said, well, it starts with an M. We're not sure what it is. And nobody ever heard the word. Marijuana? What's that? What's that? Marijuana. We stand today in the midst of the bones of a dead nation, where divorce was once a dirty word, where a pacifist was a dirty coward and yellow-bellied coward and a turncoat and a Benedict Arnold. We stand in the bones of a nation where once the family unit was sacred, where once we had never lost a war, much less to a little country like Vietnam. We stand today, I'm talking about, we're standing today all around us in the dead, dry bones of a nation that once lived, but today is dead. We stand today in the midst of the bones of a nation where modesty was once the rule, not the exception. Where the Bible was read in the public school system and prayer was offered to God in the public school system. We stand amidst the dry bones of a nation where there was no HBO and no movie channel and no Playboy magazine and no miniskirts and no bikinis and no R-rated movies and no cursing on the radio and no RSV and no NIV and no New Scofield Bible and no New King James Bible and no Living Bible. Today we stand as Ezekiel did in the 37th chapter, first four verses of his prophecy. We stand today in a valley, just like he stood hundreds of years ago, several thousand years ago, when the people were in captivity in Babylon, the nation that once lived. Its city was now level. Its walls were now level. The temple was only history. And Ezekiel stands and looks at those dry bones. And God said to Ezekiel, look at the dry bones. And Ezekiel looked at them. And today, as much as Ezekiel did hundreds of years ago, we stand today in the valley of a nation that's dead. And her bones are all around us today. Today we stand in the valley of the dry bones of dead churches. A nation where preachers used to argue about what the Bible says and not about what the Bible is. We stand today in the bones, the midst of the bones of dead churches where revivals were announced instead of seminars and seminars and feminars and heminars and big cigars. We stand today in the midst of the dead bones of a nation where dead churches, where once hell was hot, sin was black, and eternity was long. We stand in the midst of the dead dry bones of a nation where heaven had golden streets and hell had fire and God was real. We stand today in the dry bones of a nation that once lived when the Methodists had Wesley and Whitfield and Sam Jones and Peter Cartwright and fighting Bob Schuller, and the Presbyterians had mourners' benches and revivals and altar calls, and where you must be born again was thundered from the pulpits of America. We stand today, young people, you live today in a nation where we stand in a valley of the dry bones. Listen, you can hardly find a church that's alive today. Drive down any street in the city of Hammond. See what time they have the Sunday night service. See if they have a Wednesday night service. Find out how many altar calls they have. Look for their mourner's bench. See if the preacher himself knows what being born again is all about. I'm saying today, you live in 1994 in the valley of the bones of the dead churches that once lived and once preached and once were alive. We stand in the midst of the dry bones of the dead churches. Where once black was black, and white was white, and gray was compromise. The pulpit was the center of the platform, the center of the church program, and the old-time religion was the theme of the pulpit. I'm saying we stand today in the valley of the bones of a dead nation. We stand today in the valley of the bones of dead churches. And we stand today in the valley of the bones of dead schools. Hiles Anderson College is pretty rare today. Schools with preaching like we have here are pretty rare today. Schools where bus routes are more important than touchdowns and field goals are pretty rare today. Schools that once trained preachers now delight themselves and brag on their operas. I wouldn't have an opera for a bunch of hell-bound, lustful sinners on the platform of Hiles Anderson College. They'll make popsicles in hell before we'll have an opera here on our platform. We stand in the midst of the dead bones of a dead nation. We stand in the midst of the bones of dead churches. And we stand in the midst of the bones of dead schools. Schools where worship has replaced preaching. Schools where drama and opera and cinema and vespers and lectures and book reviews have taken the place of thunder and the thunder and lightning of old-fashioned window rattling, shingle pulling, hell-raising, barnstorming, hellfire and damnation preaching. We stand today in the bones of a nation where Wednesday night Bible studies have been replaced by family night. And Sunday night services have been canceled, or their time has been changed to a more acceptable hour for the football watchers and those who want to eat out after church. I'm saying our churches are dead. Our country is dead. And we stand in the midst of their dry bones. We stand in the midst of the dry bones today of churches and schools where soul winning is for retarded few. Where sin is illness. Iniquity is a mistake. Evil is a chemical imbalance caused by children's circumstances while growing up. Where the King, we stand in today in the nation, the dead bones of a nation, where the King James Bible once was used by all and yet today has been replaced by Satan's Bibles. I said by Satan's Bible. I said by Satan's Bible. Given to us by some men who are called scholars, who are nothing more than deadly, doubting, deceiving, diabolical, demon-possessed dupes of the devil. We stand today in the bones of in the valley of the bones of a dead nation. We stand in the valley of the bones of dead churches. We stand in the valley of bones of dead schools. Schools that when I was your age were aflame with the message of Christ. Who turned out soul winners instead of basketball heroes. And who stood and cheered when souls walked the aisle instead of when they made the NCAA basketball tournament. Dead! I said dead! They don't know they're dead, but they're dead. Schools where soul winners were the most popular students. Where one time the chapel was red hot. Where at one time the main emphasis was training preachers and godly girls to be their wives. Schools where one time modesty prevailed. Where the King James Bible was more than just an alternative. And brother, at Hiles Anderson College, it is not just an alternative. The King James Bible is a preserved word of God that contains the preserved words of God. We stand today in a valley of dry bones. Dry bones of dead country. Dry bones of dead churches. Dry bones of dead schools. Schools where the soul-winning remnant is a few fanatics frowned on as a frenzied few of foolish followers who fanned the flames of folly. We stand in the midst of the dry bones today of schools that at one time where now that drama and cinema has replaced hellfire and damnation preaching. And vespers have replaced the Sunday evening services. Brother, when Sunday night comes at Hiles Anderson College, this campus will be deserted. The Frank Norrises and Bob Joneses and E. Robertsons and John Browns and Dwight Moody's. I was talking about Bob Jones Sr., by the way. Dwight Moody's and Charles Spurgeon's have been replaced by a bunch of dead, dusty theologians who by exegesis have electrocuted the elect. We stand in the valley of their dead bones. The dead bones of schools that once lived. The dead bones of churches that once lived. The dead bones of a nation that once lived. We stand today, sad to say, in the valley of dry bones. The dry bones of homes that are dead. 51% of our American children live in a normal family relationship with a mother and father. 49% of the children in America live in a home caused by divorce, or a home where the mom is not married, or a home where a couple of queers are rearing a child. 49%, 1%, less than one half. I'm saying today, young people, you are growing up in a nation in a valley of the dry bones of a dead country, the dry bones of dead churches, the dry bones of dead schools, and the dry bones of dead families. Amen. Chicago Sun-Times yesterday had an article, headline, 20% attracted to the same sex. That was an article in the Chicago Sun-Times yesterday morning. 20% of Americans attracted by the same sex. You're not going to have these guys wearing their dirty earrings and have a normal heterosexual society. You're not going to have these guys wearing their skirts and marrying another guy. You're going to have their guys wearing their long, sissy, cute little hair and go to hairdressers instead of barber shops. You're not going to do it. I am saying today, something's got to be done about the American family. We stand today in the midst of the dry bones of the families of America. baby murdering. Birth control devices given out in the public school system. One half of the marriages end in divorce. Shacking up. Relationships. Living together. And common law marriages are acceptable lifestyles. They're not acceptable in the sight of our living God. The home is dead. And we stand today in the midst of the dry bones of a nation that's dead. And churches that are dead. Entire denominations. The Methodists are dead. The Presbyterians are dead. The Episcopalians never lived. And Southern Baptists are dead. I said Southern Baptists are dead. And American Baptists are dead. And independent Baptists are chasing them like a dog chases a wild animal somewhere. I'm trying to tell you, we are in the generation of dry bones today. Marriages are dead. Decency is dead. Hard work is dead. You get fired from your job here at Howells Anderson College. If you get fired because you're lazy, you'll be saying hello to mama about 2 days from then. We're not training a bunch of lazy students. If you don't work hard, the way back is just as close as the way here. Hard work is dead. Decency is dead. Chastity is dead. Honesty is dead. Character is dead. Honor is dead. Decency is dead. Modesty is dead. Virginity is dead. Integrity is dead. And here we stand in the cemetery of decent people in the decent society that has died, and all around us the dry bones of death. Death of honor, death of character, death of integrity, death of decency, death of churches, death of denominations, death of homes, death of schools. We live today in the midst of a valley of dry bones. Now notice what God said to Ezekiel. He said, Ezekiel, see all these dry bones? Yes, sir. What am I supposed to do? He said, preach to them. He said, that's a dead crowd. It's more alive than most churches are today. He said, preach to them. God said, Ezekiel, roll a movie for them. Ezekiel, get the college drama department to give a play. Have some whores or whoremongers from New York City come and have an opera. God didn't say show a movie. God didn't say have a drama. God didn't say have a play. God didn't say have a seminar. God said preach. There's old Ezekiel preaching to a bunch of bones. Hey, kneecap, be still. Come on, thighbone. Pull your skirt down. Preach it. What do you preach? If you don't preach the book, you ain't preaching. Preach it. That's the need for America. Preaching. Not one single student is here majoring in operatic productions. Not one single student here is going to get a degree in drama and theater. If we have any theater subjects, it'll be on how to set them on fire. Burn them. Nobody here is majoring in art. We don't even know the guy. There's one school in America left that still majors.
door preaching the word of God. He said, you get those dead bones and preach to them, Ezekiel. And you go out to these dead churches and preach to them. And go out to these dead schools and preach to them. Resurrect them. Preach to them. That's what the deadness of America needs is preaching. Hunt several hundred people in Congress. They've got the foggiest idea what the trouble is or what the cure is. 9 demented people on the Supreme Court haven't got the foggiest idea what the problem is, what the cure is. But let me tell you something, the cure for Israel when she was dead. And Ezekiel said, God said, Ezekiel, look at these dead bones. The thing that God got those bones back to life was old-fashioned Bible preaching. While he was preaching, after a while, these bones began to move. Hey, the neck bone's connected to the backbone. Backbone's connected to some other kind of bone. I mean, you get down that far, I can't tell you what it's connected to. All of a sudden, bones start moving. There's this old skull over here begins to wiggle. There's old anchor bone over here begins to move a little bit. Ezekiel kept preaching. He didn't call the American Medical Association. Kept preaching. He didn't go to the psychiatrist and say, I think I'm seeing bones. He kept preaching. As he kept preaching, the bones began to move. And after a while, those bones, bone came to bone. And the right bone came to the right bone. And he kept on preaching. And after a while, sinews and flesh came on those bones. And he kept on preaching. And after a while, skin was on those bones. And he kept on preaching. And now he's not preaching to a bunch of bones. He's preaching to a bunch of lifeless bodies. And God said something else. He said, Ezekiel, he said, I want you to keep on preaching. But I want you to change your congregation. I want you to preach to the wind. He looks up and preaches the Bible to the wind. Hey, wind, get right with God. I've got a bunch of lifeless corpses down here. They got to have some air. And God sent that wind into those lifeless corpses, and they lived, and he had a living congregation, and they lived again. What did his psychology know? What did his philosophy, human philosophy know? What did human culture know? Old-fashioned preaching the book. That's what did it. I said preaching. I said preaching. I said preaching. Yeah. 35 years ago, I came to a church that was dead. A church where Jesus was not even sung about on Sunday morning. 35 years ago, I came to a church that wouldn't allow congregational song leader on Sunday morning. 35 years ago, I came to a church where the pastor preached in formal attire, striped breeches and a scissor tail coat. 35 years ago, I came to a church where an altar call, mourner's bench, was unheard of. 35 years ago, I didn't have a single soul winner, not one single soul winner, in First Baptist Church of Hammond. You say, what did you do? Well, I called James Dobson and said, let's have a seminar. Interdenominational seminar. No, sir, brother, everything we've got here is B-A-P-T-I-S-T. Baptist. I just started preaching. Those bones began to move. I preached 15 consecutive sermons on Jesus. I preached on the face of Jesus. I preached on the hands of Jesus. I preached on the feet of Jesus. I preached on the eyes of Jesus. I preached on the face of Jesus. I preached on the mercy of Jesus. I spent 15, and brother, after about 5 sermons, those bones began to move. After about 7, 8 sermons, those bones started getting together. after about 10 sermons, flesh began to come, and sinew began to come, and skin covered those bones. And 35 years later, there's no church in the world as alive as First Baptist Church of Hammond again. Preaching!
I used to have a professor. He used to say, "You young men, I want you to go out here and be resurrection preachers." At first I thought he meant preach the resurrection of Christ. That's not what he meant. He said, "I want you to go to these dead churches across America and resurrect them." And that's what I say to you today. Let's resurrect these dead churches and resurrect these dead schools and resurrect these dead marriages and resurrect these dead homes. And with the grace of God Almighty, let's resurrect a dead nation. That's the purpose of Hiles Anderson College. This is not a school just so we can have a prayer before you hear a bunch of worldly philosophy. This is a school where this man, these eyes right here, these two eyes right here approve every book that's read either for a textbook or outside reading in Hiles Anderson College. I say the dead churches of America can be revived. The dead preachers of America can be revived. The dead pulpits of America can be revived. The dead homes in America can be revived. The dead colleges in America can be revived. The dead seminaries in America can be revived. And America can have revival again. Our streets can be safe again to take a walk in the evening time. And our youth can be pure again. Now listen carefully. I believe one school can change it. I believe with all of my heart the people inside this room today can preach life back to America. And preach life back to our dead churches. And preach life back to our dead schools. And preach life back to our dead homes. And preach decency back to our country. We can cover this nation. It's an old story. I haven't used it in a long time. But a true story. Several years ago in New York City, a little girl was taken mysteriously ill. They gave her tests and could not find what was wrong with her. And the doctor said, "There's no way she can live. She's terminal. She'll die soon." A little boy, who was a playmate with this little girl, heard that this little girl was dying. Her name was Kathy. This little boy ran off from home, ran down the sidewalk, ran down to the hospital, walked in the hospital, didn't know where to go, and kept going up down the hallways and looking inside the rooms till he found his little playmate, Kathy. This little barefoot boy in the summertime ran inside with his play clothes on. Kathy was there fighting for life. The little boy walked up and looked at her and said, "Kathy, this is Johnny. Breathe, Kathy. Breathe. Kathy, keep on breathing. Breathe, Kathy, breathe. 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 Kathy, remember how we used to go down to the beach and make sand piles and build houses and castles out of sand? Kathy, we can't do that anymore if you don't keep breathing. Kathy, you got to keep breathing. Breathe, Kathy, breathe. 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 Kathy, remember how we used to go out in the woods and pick flowers and get bouquets for our moms? Kathy, remember how much fun we used to have getting mom a bouquet from the wildflowers in the woods? Kathy, we can't do that anymore if you don't keep breathing. Kathy, you've got to keep breathing. Breathe, Kathy, breathe. Breathe, Kathy, breathe. Breathe, Kathy, breathe. Breathe, Kathy, breathe. Breathe. felt two hands on his shoulders. Looked up and there was a tall, stately doctor with tears streaming down his cheeks. The doctor said, "Johnny, Kathy's past the crisis now. Kathy's going to live." And that doctor said, "I didn't heal Kathy. You healed Kathy. You kept her breathing. Let me tell you today, we need some old-fashioned Holy Ghost, hell-raising, barnstorming, window-rattling, shingle-pulling, hellfire and damnation preachers to breathe life in America. Breathe, America, breathe. Breathe, America, breathe. Breathe, America, breathe. Breathe, homes, breathe. Breathe, churches, breathe." Remember those revivals we used to have? We can't have them if you don't keep breathing. Breathe, churches, breathe. Breathe, schools, breathe. That's what this school is for. This school is not a school. This school is an army. We are not students, we're soldiers. These aren't professors, they're generals and captains. These aren't dormitories, they're barracks. We're not here to play a game, we're here to fight a war. One school can breathe life into America again. A preaching school. But it can't be done by young people who live just inside the rules. It can't be done by young people who seek ways to break the rule without being caught. America will have the dry bones, the next generation for your young people, like they are today and worse, unless we have a bunch of rule-keeping, honorable, honest, fair, clean, decent, virtuous, chaste young people. Hiles Anderson College. It can't be done by young people. Hear me carefully. Hear me carefully. America will not get life again but by young people who let homesickness cause them to turn back. It's not a matter of whether you want to be here or not. It's a matter of America has to have you here. Not a matter of whether you miss mommy and daddy. I missed mommy and daddy in World War II when I was your age. And I left as an 18-year-old boy. Went out and I fought maybe to give my life for my country. I had no choice but to keep on going. And if America is saved, if America was saved from the Hitler and Japan and the godless enemies, we had to keep on going. We got homesick like you are. We want to see mama like you do. But there was a war going on. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a war going on today. America won't be saved by a bunch of young people that don't listen to every chapel word. America won't be saved by a bunch of young people who care little about souls. Or young people who lie on their activity reports. Or young people that think they're smart because they can fool the administration. How can it be done? Think of our purpose in every class you take. Our purpose, think of it all year. The year of the dry bones. The year of the dry bones. Every time you sit in a class, you think of why we're here. We're here to breathe life into America. Our churches, our homes, our marriages, and our institutions, our schools. Think of our purpose in every class you teach. Not just a job. Not just a living. Not just to instruct, but to train a bunch of preachers to send, go across this country and preach life back to America again. Think of our purpose in every chapel you attend. Think of our purpose when tempted to quit. I want every student here today, and I will be checking you. I want every student in this room to go back to your room or your house, wherever you live. And I want you to get every dictionary you've got. And I want you to turn to the word quit and take some scissors or a knife and cut it out of your dictionary.
I want you to, after you've done that, turn to the word compromise. And get some scissors or a knife and cut the word compromise. I do not want on the campus of Howells Anderson. And if you see the word quit in a dictionary in the library, get some scissors. It says you have my permission. Cut it out. Cut it out. I don't know what the word quit means. I have never learned what the word quit means. I have never learned what the word compromise means. America can't be saved by a bunch of bearded idols and demons. America will be saved by men and women who say it about them. How can it be done? Think about our purpose. This valley of dry bones. When you're tempted to commit a wrong act with a member of the opposite sex. I won't tell you right now. All these pretty girls here in this room. Any guy here doesn't want to kiss some of them is crazy. If I found out a man here doesn't want to kiss a girl, I'll send you home. I'll send you to San Francisco. But every time you're about to press your lips against hers, you stop and realize the purpose. You're going to sacrifice, hey, your chance to be a part of giving life to a valley of dry bones. Think about our purpose when you sit in the auditorium of First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. And are about to misbehave. Think about our purpose when a speaker walks out from that door every day. I don't care if he's from here or around the world. You stand up and give him the greatest cheer he's ever had in his life. I don't care if it's Jorgensen speaking. Fake it. We can make these bones live. We can preach life to the dry bones of America. We can preach life to the dry bones of America's churches. We can preach life to the dry bones of America's homes. We can preach life to the dry bones of America's pulpits. We can preach life to the dry bones of America's schools. These bones can live. These bones can live. These bones can live. These bones can live. Keep preaching, Ezekiel. These bones can live. Nobody's saying amen, Ezekiel, but these bones can live. Nobody's waving a Bible here, Ezekiel, but these bones can live. Keep on preaching, Ezekiel. Watch the bones as they come together. Keep on preaching, Ezekiel. Watch the sinew as they come on, the sinews as they come on the bones. Keep preaching, Ezekiel. Watch the flesh and skin that covers those bones. Keep preaching, Ezekiel. Keep preaching, Ezekiel. And watch the breath of God come into these bones and they're living again. And now you're preaching to a live congregation. These bones can live. These bones can live. Say it. These bones can live. Louder, say it. These bones can live. Say it. These bones can live. Say it. These bones can live. Say it again. These bones can live. Shout it. These bones can live. Shout it. These bones can live. And by God's grace, they shall live. And Howells Anderson College will preach life back to them again.